Iranian gas is moving Indian diplomacy. New Delhi has started talks with the United States to avoid Washington's unilateral sanctions against its petroleum companies. High on the agenda is a 12.5 trillion cubic feet gas block in Iran. Three Indian companies, ONGC Videsh, Indian Oil Corporation and Oil India Limited, jointly won the block in 2002. But they have been delaying the signing of the production sharing contract due to fears of illegal Western sanctions. Tehran is now insisting on an early closure of the deal, which could see Indian companies lose the block.
Indian public sector units have entered into a commercial agreement about exploiting certain blocks in Iran. Three major Indian PSUs are involved. And now there has to be some kind of a production sharing agreement or contract. It's called a PSC. Now that is yet to be signed. Now Iran has its own position on the PSC. India has its own.
Iranian crude is of great importance to India. It plans to import 11 million tons in this financial year. These imports are also of financial importance.
For India, I think this is a point that New Delhi has repeatedly made to Washington, from the Bush administration to the Obama, that we do not have the luxury of changing suppliers.
The imports are paid for in Indian rupees. This saves $8.5 billion worth of hard currency for India. Tehran has told New Delhi that the rupee payment system could stop if the gas contract is not signed.
So at the moment, I think what India is trying to do is to negotiate with Tehran on the commercial aspects, concurrently talk to Washington about the political aspects, and see if some kind of a modus vivendi can be arrived at.
Iran also wants India to expedite its offer to modernize Chabahar port. Analysts say New Delhi is doing everything possible to ensure that its crude oil supplies from Iran are not affected. However, it remains to be seen how well it can convince the United States regarding its future energy requirements. Sanjay Sethi, Press TV, New Delhi.